It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Maybe it was the rainy spring, or the unexpected April into May blizzard, or the blistering heat of mid-June that caused a 24/7 watering schedule for the gardens, flower beds, orchard, and shelter belt trees. But something in our crazy Kansas weather cycle seems to have created a plethora of toads around our place. These bumpy, grumpy-looking guys seem to be everywhere, but I'm not complaining at all. In fact, Bufo americanus, the American toad, crouches at the top of my favorite amphibian list. With his warty skin, bulging eyes, and a low center of gravity that seems to make forward movement a series of low-slung hops, the toad has probably never been anyone's Prince Charming. But in my garden, he's the king, because while his body may lack accelerated forward movement, his amazing and agile tongue moves faster than the speed of sight. And what's for dinner is usually a buffet of some of the worst garden pests, destructive beetles, cutworms, and slugs. However, the toads at my place seem to consider June bugs the pièce de résistance when dining out among my vegetable garden offerings. And they always seem to be dining out. Their hearty appetite for bad bugs knows no bounds. As dusk descends, they gather along the sidewalk between the house and garage, where overhead lighting draws in the menu for the evening. A nearby playa lake seems to be the site of early summer courtship, and the singing suitors attract females who lay numerous eggs that quickly become tadpoles, then tiny toads about the size of your thumb. Soon, the amphibian real estate business is booming as hungry young toads look for a place to put down roots. An ideal home for toads doesn't have to be a garden pond, but it does need to exude dampness. And it needs to provide shelter from the sunny heat of midday, as well as from natural enemies like snakes, skunks, or predatory birds. Shady garden plants, moist soil, and a board or flat rock that gives shelter beneath is ideal to attract and keep these insect-eating machines. An upside-down clay flower pot, either propped up a bit on one side, or better yet, with a broken rim that functions as a front doorway, will provide a perfect toad hall for your faithful garden pet. And he can actually live for several years if given a bit of protection and access to shade and moisture. An adult toad can eat about 100 garden pests per night, so it's definitely worth a bit of effort to provide housing for a whole toad family, including the in-laws. Make water available in a pan, flat bowl, or small garden fountain area, since toads drink not with their mouths, but by absorbing moisture through their skin. Though toads do have the aforementioned enemies, dogs and cats are not usually a threat due to a couple of large, warty-looking areas behind the eyes. These glands produce a very irritating toxin that teaches anything that might like to taste a toad to drop the idea and the toad very quickly. I'm not sure when my dog Bella experienced this fact of life, but it seems to have been a lesson quickly learned. She gives a wide berth to the multitudes of toads that gather under the lamplight on summer evenings, as the June bug numbers decrease in direct response to the increase in the toads' warty waistlines.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.